up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
An 83-year-old man driving a Ford Fusion westbound on Crest Street in the eastbound lane collided head-on with a Land Rover LR3, which turned right from Coast Highway onto eastbound Crest Street, police said. That crash caused both vehicles to plow into a stopped Lexus SUV waiting to make a left turn on southbound Coast Highway. The fourth vehicle, another Ford Fusion, which was traveling northbound on Coast Highway, sideswiped one of the others. The only injury requiring hospital treatment was an arm laceration suffered by the 83-year-old man, police said. Just 3 weeks after about 200 cyclists and pedestrians rallied at City Hall, advocating safer passage through town, city officials seem poised to act. At their meeting last week, council members approved new bike racks and signage at the Pepper Tree parking lot, and also agreed to officially endorse Senate Resolution Number 17, which encourages bicycle and pedestrian safety instruction in schools and at home. This interest comes none too soon, with two pedestrian injuries on Coast Highway just this past week, following the aftermath of three fatalities so far this year. Cyclist John Colvin, student Nina Fitzpatrick, and homeless local Reagan Hess. The growing public concern for safer streets dovetails with a number of other city initiatives, including an assessment of mobility along Laguna Canyon Road that will be presented to the public today, August 19th, at the council meeting. The next public workshop discussing street mandates will be held at 6 p.m. on August 26th at the Susie Q Center. Due in part to higher than normal ocean temperatures, monsoon weather normally blocked by the mountain ridges managed to cross into Southern California this summer. Though Laguna Beach has so far escaped with little more than high humidity and drizzling rain, stories of cars in creek beds and mud-filled living rooms bore an uncomfortable resemblance to the unprecedented local flood of December 22, 2010, which caused $12 million in damages to Laguna Canyon residences and downtown businesses. The unusual weather gives new urgency to forecasts predicting the onset of El Nino, potentially bringing heavy rains this winter and increasing the danger of local flash floods. To keep abreast of possible emergencies, residents and businesses can sign up for both Alert OC and the Traffic Alert System through the city's website. The most entertaining and star-studded night of the summer is approaching this Saturday. Music icon Al Jarreau will perform, and Criminal Minds cast members will host the celebrity benefit concert and pageant held at the Festival of the Arts. This red carpet one-night affair will offer guests an evening of music and a special performance of this summer's popular pageant of the Masters called The Art Detective. The 5 o'clock red carpet will be open for public viewing and will be walked by attending celebrities, including the evening's host, the current and former cast members of the popular TV show Criminal Minds. Guests will enjoy an intimate concert on the festival green at 6 p.m., performed by Al Jarreau. Tickets are on sale now and range from $40 to $250. Limited and open seating for the concert and assigned seating are available for Pageant of the Masters.